Brothers and sisters, I'm so glad to be here with you this afternoon as we honor the past, examine the present, and look to the future. Just yesterday, I was at the Great Blacks and Wax Museum in Baltimore. The first exhibit I went to was a slave ship. And when we look at our heritage, we must remember the fact that we did not come here on the Mayflower. They stole us from our homeland and brought us here on slave ships. We must never forget that, that we are an African people, that Africa is our homeland, and that we have a duty and a responsibility to do everything we can to lift up our people at home and abroad. Today, America is the richest and most powerful nation in the world, but who made it rich? I'm here to say that America wouldn't be rich and powerful if it was not for the labor of our ancestors that built this country. Stolen labor, slave labor. If we can support reparations for people in other countries, we can support reparations for the descendants of the slaves that were here in the United States. We remember Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois, who said the problem of the 20th century, and it looks like the problem of the 21st century, is the color line. We remember Sister Fannie Lou Hamer, who said, "I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired." We remember Frederick Douglass, who said, "If there is no struggle, there is no progress. Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did and it never will." So let us build that unity that we had during the 60s, because we're confronting greater problems than we've ever confronted today. But I'm in no ways discouraged. If our ancestors could overcome slavery, if our ancestors could overcome Jim Crow, we can overcome whatever problems we face today. Through unity, through action, through determination, through courage, we can move forward. And once again, brothers and sisters, power to the people.
Power to the people.
Power to the people. Power to the people.